Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky's Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky's Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has proclaimed August as Emergency Management Awareness Month in Michigan, highlighting the importance of emergency preparedness following a series of severe weather disasters earlier this year. The governor said Michigan experienced four major disaster events between March and May, including tornadoes in southern Michigan, severe winter storms in the north, widespread flooding caused by heavy rain and snowmelt, and damaging thunderstorms that produced power outages and wind damage across the state. The proclamation recognizes the work of emergency managers and coordinate disaster response, recovery efforts, and public safety before, during, and after emergencies. Throughout August, the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division will spotlight the work of emergency management professionals through its Ready Michigan social media campaign on Facebook and YouTube. State officials are also encouraging residents to prepare for emergencies by creating a family emergency plan, assembling an emergency supply kit, staying informed about local hazards, and signing up for emergency alerts. And voters in the city of Bad Axe are heading to the polls today as part of Michigan's primary election, with local races and several countywide funding proposals appearing on the ballot. On the partisan side, voters will choose their party ballot before selecting candidates for governor, the U.S. Senate, Michigan's 9th Congressional District, and the 25th State Senate District, the 98th State House District, and a partial term race for Huron County Treasurer. Alongside the candidate contest, Huron County voters are being asked to decide the future of several millage renewals that fund key public services. One proposal seeks to renew funding for programs serving older adults. County officials say the renewal would continue financial support for senior services over the next 6 years without increasing the existing tax rate. The separate proposal would renew operating funding for the county's 911 central dispatch system. If approved, the measure would continue support for emergency communications, including dispatch operations and equipment upgrades through 2032. Voters are also weighing a renewal for the Huron County Department of Veterans Affairs. County leaders say the millage would help fund services, support programs, and assistance for local veterans during the next six-year period. A fourth proposal asks voters to approve continued funding for services benefiting older residents throughout Huron County, allowing programs to maintain and expand assistance for the county's senior population. Polls remain open until 8 p.m. Anyone in line when your voting hours end will still be allowed to cast a ballot. Unofficial results are expected to begin coming in after the polls close, with updates continuing throughout the evening as ballots are counted. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years' experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 999 529 8166.
7. That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news in Pigeon, a century of faith and community has celebrated this past weekend as St. Francis Borgia Catholic Church in Pigeon marked the 100th anniversary of its current church building with a special rededication mass following several months of renovation work. The celebration included a visit from the bishop, who presided over Sunday Mass as parishioners gathered to recognize the milestone. Commemorative programs distributed during the service traced the parish's history beyond the church building itself, highlighting the Catholic community's roots in the Pigeon area that predate the 1926 structure. The recent renovation project restored and refreshed the historic church while preserving its architectural character, allowing the parish to continue serving area families for generations to come. The centennial observance honored both the church's century-old home and the enduring legacy of one of Thumb's long-standing Catholic congregations. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.